Welcome back to Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz, and we're joined by two members of the Moorhead Theater Guild. We'll be talking about their upcoming presentation of Dearly Departed, a deadly funny comedy. With us is director Glenn Teager, along with J.D. Reeder, who is an actor in this particular production. And gentlemen, thanks for joining me today on the Front Page.
Thank you, Chuck. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Let's go ahead and start kind of with the background, Glenn, on what this particular play is all about.
Well, this play, as it's described, is a deadly funny comedy. It relates to a family coming together for a death that occurs in the first scene, and all the different characters that comprise the family all have their own issues, all of them very funny issues, and things that we can all relate to. One of the things that endeared me to the show was that as we first read it, you're picturing people in your own family. I put in the director's note, if you don't think someone's a little off in your family, then you should probably look in the mirror. Well, this family has it all, and they come together with other friends that stop by, and it's just kind of Southern humor, I would call it, and I don't know if you agree with that, J.D., or not, as far as, sitting at the funeral home and all the things that people say at a funeral home, and they mean well, but it comes out the wrong way and those kind of things. It's very, very funny from beginning to end.
Yeah, all the cliches are there, but it's not disrespectful, and it certainly isn't morbid. It is hilarious. And in reading through it and working through scenes, we've all laughed ourselves silly, and we've said, we know these people, and in fact, we're related to some of them.
That's exactly right.
Well, it sounds like you're dealing with a rather dysfunctional group.
It is a dysfunctional group. Again, kind of relates to what we all have in our families. They all have their own issues. One is a recovering alcoholic and is probably the most stable one of the family. Another son has lost all his money on a what he thought would be a get-rich scheme that didn't pan out very well. We have a sister that comes in who is very at the foot of the cross in her life, and yet her son is kind of laid back, doesn't quite describe him. His plan in life is to, when his welfare runs out, he'll marry someone and have a child so he can get on that welfare. And that's his kind of goal in life. But
everyone has to have goals in life. I mean, exactly. If you're not striving for goals, you're standing still in life. So
it is a lot of fun. And as the friends come in, they all have their own little issues, and it all comes together. And that's, I guess, that would be the meaning of the whole thing. Even though all our families have many different sides to them, when it's time to come together and love one another, they do that in the end. And that's the good message out of it.
Is it kind of like the funeral version of Christmas Vacation?
Christmas Vacation. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Because if you're talking about a dysfunctional family, that would certainly
be. Well, there is a line. But I remember the first Vacation movie. I think it was the first Vacation movie when the grandmother passed, or the aunt passed, and they strapped her to the top of the car. There is a line in the show that says if we could save money for not renting the hearse, that we could just strap them to the top of the Impala. So there is a comparison there.
We do want to point out that Dearly Departed will be at the Rowan County Arts Center November 6, 7, 8. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, along with the following weekend, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. And the Friday and Saturday shows are at 7:30 p.m. Sunday is at 2 p.m. again at the Rowan County Arts Center. And tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for kids. And you can reserve tickets by calling 606-783-9857, or you can email Arcart Center.
RankCountyArtsCenter.com.
Yeah.
RC Arts Center.
Right. RC Arts Center. So anyway, the one thing I do want to point out, and Glenn, I wanted you to comment on this as well, too, is that don't bring your kids to this. This is not really for children.
Probably any 10 and older would probably be okay. They will hear things that they would probably see at 8 o'clock on TV shows nowadays. But younger than that is probably not going to be appropriate. They probably wouldn't understand what was going on anyway. There are a few curse words in it that you just can't take out. They're part of the humor and part of the realism of the show. So, yeah, probably 10 and under would not be appropriate.
Well, and that's generally, when you talk about 10 and under, generally not appropriate around my house when I'm doing some sort of home improvement project. How many are in the cast?
There's about 15. They do double up a little bit with in the singing parts. But, yeah, we have 15. They come in and out. The show is very interesting, very fast-paced. We should be able to keep the show at around 2 hours and 15 minutes with an intermission. And the intermission is more to catch your breath than anything, because you will be laughing so hard that you need a little break to kind of gather yourself. It's very, very fast-paced. The first act is kind of introducing all the characters, and they finally come together in the next to last scene in the first act. And then the second act is kind of the same way. It's mostly at the viewing room at the funeral parlor, and it's different friends stopping by and having their little discussions with the family members, and then they come all together for the funeral in the end. But it's very fast paced. It doesn't give you much time, does it, JD, to catch your breath?
No, it doesn't. In fact, we've advised cast members to be aware that there are going to be lots of laughs, and here are places where big laughs are likely to happen. So be prepared to pause, because nothing stops laughter quicker than actors who talk over it, and you have to allow for that.
And they're getting that practice, unfortunately, and fortunately, I guess, during our rehearsals, sometimes from actors on stage and sometimes from people sitting outside or just sitting watching. It's one of these shows that, you know, we've been practicing for 2 or 3 weeks now, and every night I go, I still laugh out loud the whole time. And so they are getting some practice on that, but you never know what an audience is going to do. So they have to practice knowing when to start up again.
J.D., who's your character?
I get the wonderful character of the Reverend B.H. Hooker. I am the family pastor. Reverend Hooker is an older fellow who has been ministering probably for at least 30, 35 years, and he's tired. He would just rather the phone wouldn't ring anymore. His thoughts on all of this now are...
I think I work with him.
Yeah, if you've got a problem, why don't you just keep it to yourself and don't call me to fix it, because I'm worn out with this kind of thing. He's hilarious.
He's very, very, very funny.
The thing about comedies, and we've talked about this before, I think I've done this with both you guys, is you mentioned making sure that you pause and allow the audience to respond before you start the line. But also when you talk about comedy, I think more so than almost any other type of genre of theater or TV or whatever, the timing almost has to be perfect in the way the lines are delivered and the way the response is delivered to those lines, correct?
That's absolutely correct. Timing is critical. And not just timing, but the particular inflection that you give a certain word, whether the tone of your voice goes up or down, and just the exactly right length of a pause before you continue.
Does that take a lot of practice?
It does. It's helpful if a person seems to have an instinct for it, but I think a person can be trained to do that as well.
And I have to say, this cast has been absolutely amazing. Within the first week, you saw their character already developed, and I think that's part of it. When they understand their character, when they understand their role, and the play written by David Bottrell and Jesse Jones, they did an amazing job of pulling these people together and truly defining each character, and they have a reason why they're there. And I think our cast has picked up on that very early, and that helps a lot with that timing, because they know their character and what that character would do and how that line would be delivered. We described a few of the characters. There's another daughter-in-law in the show that is kind of the peacekeeper, motherly person in the show all her role is to take care of everyone else and make sure they're okay, because they all have these different issues. And then we have another daughter-in-law who's highly dramatic, played by Shayla Menville. She's kind of over the top with drama. There's times when she's literally crying on the floor and boohooing constantly and woe is me, and they just all kind of come together. So they've all learned their characters very, very well, very, very quickly, which makes it certainly easy as a director. So I just occasionally have to say, now take a take a beat there and then go on. But mostly they know exactly the way it should work.
Did you folks choose this play because it has sort of, I guess, as you mentioned, a regional feel to it? And because, as you talked about, this is kind of in some ways typical of what you might deal with yourself at a funeral home when you're at a wake or perhaps a visitation or something.
I think J.D. and Diana had seen this show somewhere. I have never seen it, and they kind of, I won't say tricked, but maybe it was tricked me into last year, talking me into doing a directing role. And they asked if we could do a reading of a show, and I said, well, sure, we'll come over to my house and do a reading. I wasn't sure what to expect. It turned into a full-fledged kind of board meeting with 10 or 12 people, and we had a great time. And we sat outside my back porch around a fire pit and read the show. And for 2 hours, we laughed, and we laughed, and we laughed. And I was hooked at that point. It's just that funny. The script itself, you could depict it in 1960, you could do it in 1970, or you could do it today. And that's a wonderful thing to be able to do. It was actually written in 1991. Kind of has the feel for a little older than that, but at the same time, you could see that in Round County today. And so it truly is a timeless script, and we're not putting a time on it. We'll leave that up to the audience. They can picture whatever date they want. I'm trying specifically not to put anything in the show that would date it. So
we'll remind people that the show is Dearly Departed. It's a deadly funny comedy. Make sure you're on hand for that. It's November 6th, 7th, and 8th. Also along the 13th, 14th, and 15th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sundays of each weekend. The evening shows on Friday and Saturday are at 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Rowland County Arts Center. Tickets, $10 for adults, $5 for students. And you can call 783-9857 or email rcartcenter@gmail.com for more ticket information. J.D. Reeder and Glenn Teager, thanks for joining me on Front Page.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you.
That's Front Page. I'm Chuck Mirage, your host, and we'll see you next time.